Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Warlord by Ted Bell, performed by John Shea. For Paige Lee, who makes it magic. An eye for an eye only makes the whole world blind. Mahatma Gandhi. 1. Bermuda. Present day. Alex Hawke held the battered gold Dunhill to the tip of his cigarette. First of the day, always best, he thought absently, inhaling, padding barefoot across the polished mahogany floor. Expelling a long, thin plume of blue smoke, he sat down, collapsing against the sun-bleached cushions of the upholstered planter's chair. Pelham, his friend and valet of many years, had all the glass doors of the semicircular living room at Tea Kettle Cottage flung open to the terrace. Had Alex Hawke bothered to notice the view, he would have found the riot of purple bougainvillea climbing over the low limestone wall, and below and beyond that wall the turquoise sea, ruffled with whitecaps, typically lovely for this time of year in Bermuda. But he seldom noticed such things anymore. He'd tried all the usual antidotes for sorrow. Endless walks on endless beaches. The headlong expedition deep into drink, seeking refuge at the bottom of a rum bottle. He'd tried everything, that is, except women. Ambrose Congreve, the retired head of Scotland Yard and Hawke's oldest friend, had unsuccessfully tried no end of schemes to lift Alex's spirits, the latest being women. "Women?" Alex had said, regretting a dinner party Ambrose and his fiancée, Diana, were throwing in honor of Diana's beautiful young niece, a recent divorcée from London. "Now, that part is over for me, Ambrose."